I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
I have an audiobook in this thing called Fantasyland, where it's about like this guy's ideas that America is based off of people who are prone to believing in fantasy. Basically being like we're a nation of like utter suckers who are led purely by fantasy. And I'm listening to this guy's book. It just sounds like really snobbish so far. Where he'll talk about like the original people from England and be like, there was like, you know, the population was growing faster than the economy. So there was like all these people who were getting rounded up and sent over here and they were getting huckstered on a dream and there was no gold here. And it's like,
what a shitty revelation this guy's trying to expose.
So far, I'm just kind of like, dude, this is a stretch. Cause it's like, it's easy to sit here now and be like, these guys thought there was gold. And it's like, okay, books just came out. What was it, like 1440?
Yeah.
That was the first book.
1440, the first book came out.
Gutenberg Press.
So then it's like, I thought you said 1940, and I was like, holy shit.
No, dude. 1440. I thought it was like 1700s until I checked it this morning. 1440, the books come out, and then it's like in England for hundreds of years, it was like there was one book for every like 25,000 people. So like if you were a dude in England in 1600s and you had no job, you were just like a fucking stray cat. You were just sit there somewhere, eat, and then just stare at a wall. And then some guy would be like, yo, there's a whole other country with gold and stuff. You want to come on a boat? You'd be like, yeah, fucking sure. Why not? And this guy's like, these suckers.
You got to go to Jamestown.
Suckered. Yeah, and it's like, dude, these guys were like sitting. Imagine being in your parents' basement forever. And they didn't even have a basement. You were just in the first floor. Your mom was just like
one room. And your parents are fucking every day in front of you. You're just sitting there.
And some guy's like, yo, you want to go fucking and get gold?
You want to go build a fort in Virginia?
That is, when people talk about 400 years ago, it's the most annoying thing. It's like acting like they actually crashed. He was like saying how like Columbus thought he was in Japan. He's like, and he hit the Bahamas. And it's like, dude, of course you hit the fucking Bahamas, man. What would you have done? I hate when people get all high and mighty about that shit. And to think about, like, you come here, you don't even know this landmass exists, and now you see different people for the first time, and it's like, and they just treat it, and it's like, dude, you're in, like, a fucking video game.
Yeah.
They got, like, sharp sticks, and you're like, yo, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. And they start getting loud, and you're like, all right, I'm busting out a musket, dude. I don't even know you guys. I hate that when they're just like, and then they do this fantasy of gold, and they ruin these people, and it's like, that stance on history.
You know what
else
is weird about
off.
That is Columbus wrote in his journal that these people would make fine slaves when he landed.
Mm-hmm.
That was just in his journal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's his personal thoughts, bro.
I mean, of course he ended up cutting people's ears off and shit and genociding, but, you know.
That was his first impression. Like, these would be good slaves.
These would be pretty good slaves. He just kept it. He was like, Well, that's, he just kept it to himself.
That's his own personal thought.
That's 1492.
I mean, if you check my journal, dude, there's a couple. I've seen people before. I'm like, you know what?
That's a fine slave, dude. That would be a great slave. Yeah, I don't want to get too racist. Never mind. I'm not going to name good slaves.
Yeah, but it's like,
who do you think the best slave possibly would be?
I'm saying, man, you go over there and you discover Native Americans for the first time and they're fucking running off fast, bare feet. You're like, damn, bro.
Yeah, that's a good slave, dude.
Give that motherfucker a wheelbarrow, bro. Yeah. That guy would fly.
Tie some stones to his back, let him run around.
Give that guy, like, you see guys with fucking, I mean, they had tomahawks.
Yeah.
They're fucking chopping down trees for arrows. You're like, put him on a fucking apple orchard. This motherfucker would be picking, he'd be killing it. I just hate when people put a modern mentality on the 1600s. It's like, dude, you have no fucking idea.
Yeah, of course. I gotta let you read that book, dude.
What's the run, dude? What's that about?
It's about, I read it a while ago, and then I started reading it again. It's about Robert Rogers. He was like the first Army Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
He was like the precursor to Special Forces in modern military,
awesome,
and he lived in pre-French and Indian War America in like Vermont, New England, and I've talked about it a bunch of times on here.
What's he do? What's
the savages would come in and kill everybody in his town.
Oh, didn't he take up with the savages?
Then he kind of took up with the savages. Like, he was raised alongside a tribe with his town.
Yeah, yeah.
So he studied the land. He knew the land, and he knew modern war was going to be different than standing in line. So he formed kind of like a special forces where they could travel long distances.
So he's the reason our Navy parties. SEALs are so sneaky, basically.
They still study his maneuvers to this day.
Dude. That's tight.
Yeah, but it's the first couple of chapters are all about like landing in America.
And it's being like, holy shit.
His family and another family, they're Scots-Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we can try to make our own outside of this village. Let's try to, they formed clans. They joined families with another family and bought like 600 acres for like 11 pounds.
In America?
Yeah.
Who'd they buy it off?
It was British.
Whatever bull was chilling. Yeah.
But then it was kind of like you said, like they would let the white trash kind of be a buffer.
Yeah.
So his family was a white trash buffer.
And they'd be like, go ahead, bro.
And they're like, you can have that land if you can settle it.
Damn.
And then up until Thomas Jefferson, nobody had really gone west of, like, America hadn't really expanded at all.
Where'd TJ go?
The Louisiana Purchase.
Ah, that was TJ?
He got all that shit, yeah. And he led...
I'd like to see a couple pages of his journal, dude.
He led... he was the one who founded the Lewis and Clark expedition.
Yeah.
So the first two presidents were just like, we don't even know about the Pacific Ocean. They're like, we're not going over there.
Well, that was the other thing.
We're not getting over there.
They were saying that...
probably knew about it.
He was like kind of like scoffing at the fact that like when they got there, the Native Americans were like, there's like a big sea if you go like 7 days walk from here. And the language barrier is unimaginable. And they're like, and this guy actually thought like the South Indian Ocean was like 7 days away. And it's like, dude, fuck you. Let me drop you off in the woods, dude, on a state game. See how you make it out. Someone's like, yo, it's that way. You'd be like, thank you.
Let's drop you off in Strawberry Mansion, dude.
Yeah, I just
see if
I
you get out of that
chaps my ass
without getting burnt at the
That's
stake.
The ultimate armchair quarterback to be like, he crashed into the wrong landmass on his sailboat.
Looking at history,
yeah, and just being like, clearly these guys are. He was saying like the people who weren't suckers stayed in England. It's like, yeah, it's more than being a sucker, dude. It's like these people were poor as fuck.
Yeah,
and they didn't have any other choice really, and a lot of them were indentured servants too. So it's like. It's a bullshit,
like a dildo.
Bullshit thesis, and I've had people tell me like, "Oh, this is really good." And I'm reading it, and I'm like, "I can't fuck with this guy, dude."
You know what? It's a weird thing that I've always been bothered by is like in this country, if you want, like everybody always prefaces things like, "This is America," and in America we love an underdog, or like in America we love it. It's like first of all, everyone loves a fucking underdog, and stop talking about this country, as though you've traveled the world.
I know
it always bothers me when people are like, "This is a racist country."
Oh, dude.
Like, have you traveled, dude? Why don't you ask Sudan if they're racist?
Have you gone anywhere, dude? Have you even read to find out, like, that's the other thing, too. And they're like, this country's founded on racism. And it's like, dude, read about there's been so many other genocides all over the world for the same thing. Have been like, you guys are the other guy. Fuck you guys. That's so fucking annoying.
We're spinning our wheels.
This country's founded on white supremacy. Yeah. So that's like, you see people in Western PA, their grandfathers fucked up some Indians, dude. Not long ago either, dude. I'm talking like 1920.
No, more than that.
Whatever. 1800s.
Yeah.
Went and bucked up some Indians, dude.
It was longer than that in PA.
PA
got settled a long time ago.
But that was the boys who came in. They were buffering them around. Whenever Indians were like in Ohio.
You got to clear out some Indians, though.
But you got to use the like the absolute people were doing the do
Look,
back
I'm
then.
I'm going to say this.
That was a Mountain Dew commercial back then.
Of all the horrific genocides in human history, I can handle the Native Americans getting brushed off the land.
You like that one?
I'm all right with that one.
Okay.
Bunch of dudes with Mountain Dew coming up and be like, get these fucking pieces of shit off this land.
That must have been wild, dude.
Well, it's funny. It's such a weird double standard to have. I mean, I get it if you are like, I can't believe America did this.
Yeah.
If you don't know history at all.
Well,
and you think America is such a good... It's like you can't have a nice empire.
Yeah, well, you don't meet Turks and be like, evil bastard.
No, of course not.
They genocided the Armenians.
Yeah, you get
that's
every,
the show, The Young
every
Turks.
Every country.
Yeah, that's
every
true.
Every country genocided somebody.
It's true.
It's like, and another thing with the Indians is like, how do you think they got that land?
Yeah.
They genocided some other fucking tribe.
They definitely did.
They were at war with each other constantly.
Forever, dude. It's always been that way.
And they weren't like sophisticated, nice people.
Yeah.
I've done this like so many times.
But no, it's
just, it's such a funny, like if you look at history at all and if you look at history with like a rose glasses where you're like, America's this beautiful place. It's like, obviously you're wrong.
Yeah.
So when people bring up like the atrocities committed against Native Americans, it's like, yeah, I mean, this is shocking when I was in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an adult now.
In seventh grade, they fed me the cornucopia story where, like, they split a turkey and they're hey, let's teach you some skills.
And then later you find out it's like, oh, shit, you're killed all those guys.
And then after dessert, dude, they were like,
you want some Mountain Dew? It's got smallpox. That's how they actually killed them.
They gave them some
Code Red, and the natives were like, ugh. They fucking died.
They didn't have an Xbox anywhere. And they're like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
But, yeah, it's funny to think about, like, people just showed up and were like, this is pretty nice land.
Well, dude, when you read that book...
Who the fuck are these idiots? Get them out of here.
When you read White Trash, it was like the English government was just rounding up the poorest of fucking shitty... Like, literally taking orphans
and Do you have that in hard copy?
No. My brother has that. Yeah, my brother has that. That's great.
I need one.
Dude, that's great. So they would round up orphans and then just put them on a boat and be like... over. So, like, you'd have these people who were just, like, absolute mud kickers, dude. Landed in America... And then they're just like, all right, I guess I'm here now. Arrow goes through your wife's neck and they rape 30 people. And you're like, who the fuck are these guys? That's what happened, dude. That's the Thomas Sowell guy talks about this. And it makes a lot of sense when people talk about slavery, whether you're dealing with slavery in the abstract or you were living during that time. When people are like, they get mad at Lincoln being like, well, when he freed the slaves, he was kind of cold and calculated. He should have been more moralistic about it. And it's like... You can say that now, but it's like if you were the president, imagine if you were the president back then. Like if these people had – there was millions of slaves in the South. So they were really worried about like if you free them, are they going to come fuck you up and kill you?
Yeah.
Like the Thomas Jefferson has a famous quote of being like, you had the wolf by the ears, dude. He's like, what do you do? Do you fucking let it go? Some guy wrote a love story between him and his like teenage slave. And it got a lot of negative press, dude.
Yeah, I bet it
did. Got a lot of negative press.
Well, I bet they were eating some pizza, too.
They're like, he's a rapist and blah, blah, blah. And the guy wrote the story like a love story, basically. And that's
You brought up an interesting point when we were talking about this book earlier about how I keep wanting to say Sowell. Thomas
Sowell, yeah. It's S-O-W-E-L-L.
Yeah. How he talked about how, like... They also the Western Europeans also abolished slavery.
They did.
Like this,
no one talks about that.
This is an institution that it built the pyramids.
Yeah,
this is an institution that's been around since as long as humans were even remotely civilized.
Yeah,
they've had caste systems and slavery, and then it led up in human history. It took the great white man to say, knock it off.
It was the English, dude.
Yeah,
even the French were like, nah, slavery's still chill, and then they finally folded. Yeah, dude.
I think it was like the Portuguese were the last ones.
Yep.
I think in Brazil was still going.
Yep. But then there was the US and Brazil. There was the Arabs in Asia, man, and they were still rocking in the free world. They got stamped out hard though, and then they would fly French flags, and the British government wasted millions of pounds on abolishing slavery worldwide. So it's
How
like
about
yeah.
That?
I know.
What do you think of that?
They were the biggest slave exporter, too. That's like, dude, that's...
While they also kind of enslaved the Irish people.
That's true, too.
The Irish were slaves, well, dude, too. That should be the name of our podcast.
The Irish slaves?
The Irish were slaves.
Well, dude, the Stormy Daniels issue with, like, Trump's...
Every time we talk about this, I'm like, God damn, I'm going to hear this later and be
that's
like,
fine.
We sound like retards.
No, this is a conclusion I've reached, though, because it's like... You have, like, the Stormy Daniels thing to where now they're being, like... what the fuck? How are they trying to put this? They're like, she still deserves respect, right, as a prostitute. And it's like...
As a slut.
As a porn star.
As a sex worker.
She was a prostitute. Exactly. So it's like, I can, like, it's... You can think about it however you want. Because it's like, yeah, I get that. And it's like...
I respect sluts.
I do. It's like, that makes sense. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, she deserves respect. However, if you're in a room with a prostitute, you leave your wallet on the nightstand, you take a piss and come back, and like, oh, shit. And you fan through your bills to make sure they're there. Totally warranted as well. So it's like, everything has a double nature.
What does that have to do with...
Because it's like they're being why are we taking her? Why are we taking her testimony seriously? She's a fucking prostitute.
Where's Stormy Daniels coming out?
The lawyers now is pushing being
we were just talking about slavery.
Because this is my thing where it's like how there's just a double edged thing to everything. How you can just be like you can pull out stories and focus it towards like, and then Thomas Jefferson did this, and it's like, dude.
So you're saying
that's
like,
fucked up. But
slavery
then,
was warranted.
No, I'm just saying it depends on how broad or narrow you put your telescope, dude. Because then it's like Stormy Daniels. It's the same thing now where people are like, she deserves respect. And they're like, well, how much – can we really take her testimony seriously? She's a fucking whore.
Oh, that's a little strong.
Yeah, but she's a criminal basically. So when you're – you know, it's like taking a cop.
She's a porn star.
She's a fucking prostitute. He was paying her to fuck him.
That's whatever.
Porn stars are hookers. They go around on the fucking
circuit. I understand, but it's like you can't fucking – That's crazy to be like, you how take can we cops, take your testimony seriously?
You take cops' testimony like more seriously than a civilian. So it makes sense. And if you get caught committing...
I don't.
If you get caught committing felonies and
fuck
shit...
Fuck the police.
If you're like a CI, a lot of times that gets thrown out because you're a criminal. And they're in the court and they're like, well, we're not... This person's a fucking like six-time felon. They could have ulterior motives. You know what I mean? So like it also... That's like, yeah, you should respect people's humanity. But also if you're a prostitute, I got a different scope on you, dude. You know what I mean? Like, if you're around my wallet, I'm kind of like, where the fuck's my wallet at?
You think Stormy's going to snatch your wallet?
She could.
Steal $5 from you?
She's going to steal a fucking double sol out of my wallet.
She's going to get a fin out of you.
Yeah, dude.
No, I'm just thinking
about
it. But
it's annoying because if you point out, like you were saying, the fact that, like, yeah, well, you know, white people did end. That's the guy's soul being like, no one talks about the fact that it was Western Europeans stop slavery globally.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's this, but thing. To say that is like, how dare you?
Why would you say that?
It's like, hey, we were bad boys, then we were good boys, dude.
Yeah.
Everybody was bad boys.
If you want to break it down like a psycho into races and geography, mm-hmm. of all the areas in the world that were bad boys throughout human history, which they all were, the one that was like, we should knock this off, was the fucking British, wasn't it?
Yeah. But that goes on, dude. That's at any time. Like, it happened with,
I'm just back to thinking about white trash kicking Indians off the land. It's making me like, because I'm just thinking everybody looked like my cousin Frankie.
Well, it's funny that everyone thinks, like quote unquote, white people were just like a race of, like, just pure conquistadors who came over here. I'm like, shoo, you fucking beast. And it was just this guy being, like, looking through one eye, and like, what the hell's that?
Yeah, it was like in The Revenant. Yeah, it was like Tom Hardy in The Revenant. It was like this... balding, like, flea-infested dipshit fighting a shirtless fucking Indian.
I mean, dude, it's really like, did you ever, when you were little, trap, like, two bugs under a glass and watch them fight?
Yeah.
Pretty much what it's like, dude. You're like a spider and a bee, and you're just like, there you go.
The British captured two retards, put them in a jar. I was like, whoever wins, we're going to take over.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking wild.
Black Panther, the one point, I was watching it and I was like, all right, whatever. And then at the very end when, King Killmonger.
I didn't even want to tell you about him. Dude. Because I was like, you were like, what do? They bark? I'm like, yeah, Shane, they bark. I'm not even going to tell you about this.
Yeah, King Killmonger the storyline could have been sick. I don't know.
It was the most intricate storyline of a Marvel movie.
It had some blood
ever.
In there and some violence. I know they would have made $1 billion if they included
that. How about
the
girls like fighting their boyfriends? And
the girls versus the men part was a little fucking lame. Yeah. I'd rather watch Timothy Chalamet or whatever get fucking butt pounded by Armie Hammer than watch that shit again. I'd rather watch Timothy come into a fucking peach and watch old Armie eat it.
Oh my God.
Which is fucking insane that they put that on. That was just fucking insane. God. But, the very end when he's like, Killmonger got stabbed.
Yeah, I saw that. Killmonger like, is
Killmonger's a bad guy.
I was thinking of the other guys who live in the cold.
No, I like those guys.
That's what was making
the
me laugh.
Big dudes.
When you asked me, I was like, wait, they were like barking at those guys? I was on one episode, I was like, they were barking. They
you
were
didn't
making.
You give me the gorilla noise?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, didn't want to give me that.
I was like, yeah, Shane, they were barking like dogs. Anyway.
Yeah, that made me laugh when
I saw that and I was like, what the fuck?
When I saw their village, I was like, yes. Yeah, hilarious.
Wait, so Killmonger was Michael
like,
B. Jordan.
He's like, yeah, we can get you help. And he's like, nah.
I'd rather die.
He's like, I'd rather die, just like my ancestors who jumped off the boats rather than live a life of servitude.
Yeah.
And I was just like, why? Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying, come on, dude. I'm watching a fucking comic book movie. Yeah, you toss slavery at me? Yeah. You cocksuckers.
Yeah, that was pretty bizarre. And I mean, it's like, you know. It'd be funny if like there was just like that white pilot in there, be like, yeah, you know the Nigerians had a pretty good slave trade going on there for a while. And
He's like, you know the Irish were slaves too, right? And they're like, he's like, yeah, that's usually what happens.
That's always whenever I see that, I'm like, yeah, you know, totally, you know, that's white people's fault. But it was a conspiracy of many doing that. And it's like, I don't know, that's just an age old thing, but it's kind of like, I'd rather die. And it's like, yeah, man, it's cool. I'm glad, you know, I'd like to think I'd jump off of a slave ship too, but. I probably fucking wouldn't, dude.
Hell no.
I'm not going to get eaten by a shark. I'd be on there like, I'm going to get out of here. This will probably be a couple years or so, and I'll be gone.
Oh, man. To jump off a slave ship, you'd have to be... That'd be fucking... To just die at sea? That sucks.
True that.
I'd be fucking Django, dude. I'd be fucking Shango Unchained.
Yeah, but you gotta get free. You gotta get freed. If I was sitting there, free. I mean, if I was sitting there just like shit, and like you're like packed against every people, you're packed against everyone. You're just like in your own shit and piss. You can't wear your manhood, dude. They fucking take
they
that
strip
off.
Strip your manhood.
Strip your manhood. Just like you're like.
No. Well, you wouldn't need a manhood if you were from Africa.
It depends. Some of it,
not a lot of circled bulls.
Not south, until the fucking
sub-Saharan
Muslims. Yeah, that's true.
Sub-Saharan.
True. Huh? Muslims came in and started
Let's talk birds. Slaves.
You want to talk slaves?
We already covered gay bullshit. Let's cover some slavery.
What you want to talk about?
What do you think of slaves, dude?
Not for me.
Not for me either.
Not for me, dude.
Couldn't agree
I don't
more.
I don't want them.
I would hate that.
That would be awkward as fuck if like if just someone showed up at your house with a slave and you'd be like, dude, what the fuck? You can't have a fucking slave. Like, get out of here, dude. You can't have a slave in here. It's like, oh, come on, dude. What the fuck? I'll be so uptight. You're like, dude, you can't
like
have
slaves. a southern dude bringing a slave
just
to like
someone
an,
came.
Like during the I bet that had to have happened.
Oh, no doubt.
In like the Civil War time, like right when the North was like abolitionists, no more mm-hmm. slavery.
There's still people who are just like, fuck it, you can't tell me not to have a slave. And they had a couple a little head stash. They're like, they got a couple fucking kicking around.
Yeah, I got some guys back there. They have fun. What am I gonna do?
Dude, when I was 17, I remember when I was working for a pool company when I was 17, I remember when like almost well, at least to my view, when like it was like Mexicans just came out on the scene. And like I was working for this pool guy. And his brother was talking to him, being like, yo, he's Mexican guy's right next to him. He was talking about him like he was his slave. He's like, you got to get you one of these, man. I got a Mexican. These Mexicans are great. And he'd be like, I'll let you use my Mexican for the day. And like, would talk about him like he was a fucking slave.
While he was standing there?
Standing right fucking next to him. I was 17 years old. I remember the three of us had to pave. We had to do like asphalt, a whole like big driveway. And he's like, I'll take my Mexican for the day. So I'm telling you, bud, you need to get rid of these guys, get you some of these. I was just sitting there like, what the fuck? You
Holy
would have thought
shit.
It was his. It was just standing next to him. He's like, "Go with him." It was his fucking slave.
Holy shit! That's a fucking.
He was paying
that's a fucked up story.
I was getting $7 an hour. He was probably giving his Mexican $4 an hour. Dude.
Yeah.
Giving him nothing.
Yeah.
And we had a fucking paving at doing asphalt sucks.
That's a good lad.
He was a first lad, dude. He was a fucking Gen 1 lad.
He was the fucking.
He was Latifer Columbus, dude.
Latifer Columbus.
Yeah, I remember this guy. I remember like being like, "Damn, this guy's talking about like this Mexican dude like it's his slave."
Lad Armstrong. That's Lance Armstrong. That doesn't make sense. Lad Armstrong landed on the fucking moon, dude.
Dude, I mean, this guy was getting. I mean, maybe he felt good about getting talked up.
Laddie
day.
Robinson.
He was the first.
He was the first lad, dude.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man.
You're right, though. I don't remember lads being around when I was younger.
I'm telling you, I think
that's because when we were young, we still had Polacks.
What do you think, Polacks?
So had, like,
were the
Eastern
OG
Europeans
lads?
Were the lads?
We had some like Russians.
Like I'm talking
and stuff.
Like 70s. Not that we were young during that.
I think they were more out west.
70s, 80s. I think we had like you used shitty workers like Polacks.
Yeah.
You used Eastern Bloc fucking newly.
I could see that. Yeah.
And then 80s, 90s. I think the lads made it.
Came in,
lads
dude.
Made a good run.
Yeah, man. Lads.
They fucking scurried around.
I mean, they're like
here.
The Irish in some respects, where they're like they came in here and they're just like working, dude. 40 years.
Next thing you know, we're going to have a lad president. They've got Taco Bell going.
TB.
They got T-Bell flying off the shelf, dude.
I don't think... Do a lot of Mexicans eat a Taco Bell?
No.
I don't think they
no, of course not.
I think it's just high white people.
Yeah.
Well, definitely some black
dude,
people.
Dude, I haven't had a Taco Bell in forever. I bet that shit's so good.
I can feel those soft tacos in my mouth right now. Like, dude, they were delicious.
They're fucking great.
They make
great.
You shit right away. My uncle still eats a Taco Bell pretty regularly. He's like, you can't beat it. There's for the money, it's like it's the cheapest food.
He judges it logistically. He judges it like real honestly. Be like, honestly, you cannot beat Taco Bell. It's like, yeah, you can, dude.
Yeah, go to anywhere.
Go to fucking 7-Eleven.
It is fucking good, though.
All right.
What up?
Where are we at? 50...
The Old Testament. Back when every episode was pure gold with Shane Gillis, our big kahuna, and Matt McCusker bringing the heat every time. Every episode was a non-stop laugh fest, the kind that kept you hooked and coming back for more. Shane and Matt were on fire, and so were we. But now, it's a different story. What used to be a comedy powerhouse is now just another cash grab. Half the time, Shane's not even there. Instead, we get Matt, some funny fart friends, guests, and Lamar, the stoner producer who can't get anything right. The spark is gone, replaced by mediocrity and degeneracy.
I'm very, very well connected. You are officially blacklisted. You're smashing my wife again. Show some respect.
Lamorp's a mess. A stoner who shouldn't be anywhere near a mic. And Matt's so-called friends, they make watching paint dry look exciting. It's like the world stopped turning. The red-hot energy faded to a rusty haze, leaving us with a shell of what MSSB used to be. But fear not. We're here to keep the spirit of the Old Testament alive. We're all about those legendary moments, the laughs, and the killer chemistry that made MSSB great. Will the pod ever return to its roots, its origin, its fan base? I do not know, nor do I dare to hope. But wherever there is darkness, there will be the light to meet it. Welcome to the channel where the Old Testament lives on. Relive the magic, the man, the genius of Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. Enjoy, my brothers, enjoy.